Iris DeMent has her first album of new songs in 16 years. It's called Sing the Delta. DeMent's albums in the 90s were highly praised for mixing elements of gospel, country, and folk music, as well as for her direct, unadorned lyrics. Rock critic Ken Tucker says that Sing the Delta proves that DeMent's music is as strong as it's ever been.
So you hear
Iris DeMent possesses one of the great voices in contemporary popular music, powerfully, ringingly clear, capable of both heartbreaking fragility and blow-your-ears-back power. Had she been making country albums in the 70s and 80s and had more commercial ambition, she'd probably now be considered right up there with Loretta Lynn and Tammy Wynette. Instead, she's lived a very contemporary life, a somewhat private life. As she recently told an interviewer, there's a lot that goes into life besides songwriting. And she's taken her time in composing songs that fit into no genre easily.
Before the colors fade from here, I sit alone, remembering you and all those things you'd say.
The central tension in DeMent's music is her relationship with her faith. The youngest of 14 children, raised in a Pentecostal church and singing in the choir as a child, DeMent took her faith seriously enough as an adolescent and as an adult to question it, a subject addressed in a new song called The Night I Learned How Not to Pray. Losing one's faith while loving the comfort and inspiration it can provide for others and for herself, that's a vexed subject for DeMent. But to her constant credit, it never results in ponderous or pretentious or overreaching music. Listening to these new songs, you get the sense of DeMent paring every line down to its essence, deleting adjectives that merely decorate a lyric, or crossing out any verse that doesn't quite say what she wants as forthrightly as she knows in her head and her heart it ought to.
Making my way back just don't matter anymore.
DeMent co-produced Sing the Delta with Beau Ramsey and Richard Bennett, and their arrangements emphasize DeMent's voice and piano playing first and foremost in the mix. On the song I just played, Making My Way Back Home, you can hear nice subtle touches of pedal steel guitar and some soft drumming. I will confess that the first time I played the album through, it seemed pretty and a little slight to me. I now realize it's because I'm so used to big emotional statements framed by big emotional music, and Iris DeMent's music is the opposite of that. The songs on Sing the Delta only grow more rich, more emotionally complex, the more you hear them. And I plan to keep listening to these songs for a long time.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Iris DeMent's new album, Sing the Delta. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org, and you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com.